Okay, today we're going through the Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis of Masech HaShabbos. We're holding on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rav Avin at the two dots. Amar Rav Avin Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya. Misati Fadim Bekilo. A person can wrap himself in a canopy, Bekas Kaseha, and with its straps, the Yosef Rosh Hashanah Shabbos Vein Choshish. And you go out into Rosh Hashanah like that on Shabbos, and he doesn't have to worry that it's a violation of the Yisrael Tzah. Nice, let me Rav Huna. Why is that any different than what Rav Huna said? Dam Rav Huna Rav. Hayotim Vital Shein Mutziyat Zizki Hilchasam Shabbos Chayim Chatos. That if a person goes out with the talus that does not have the tzitzis made properly on it, he's chayev chatos. Apparently, that's a violation of carrying the strings. Says where tzitzis legabe talus chashiv b'vlo batli. The strands of the tzitzis are chashuv to the talus, and they're not going to be batal, and therefore it's going to be a violation of carrying. But hani lo chashiv yu batli. But the straps attached to the kila are not chashuv, and therefore they're batal. It's not a violation of carrying. Amar Rabbi Rav Huna Amar Amad Malam Hashmeres b'yam tov l'tol sparbi monin b'tol b'shmar. A person could set up a strainer on yom tov under the guise of having it set up to keep your rimonim there, where it's not a violation of any malach, and then he can go and he puts sediment in there. So it looks like he's not really making an ol, but he really is. It's a harama. Amar Rav Ashi would tell about rimonim, but then he actually has to use it for rimonim, so it's not a pure harama. Why is it any different than what the Brisa says? Matilin sheicher b'moed, that you could cook beer on chalamoed and tzara chamoed for the sake of yontif shalos tzara chamoed aser, but when it's not tzara chamoed, it's aser. Echad sheicher tamar mechad sheicher sa'arum, whether it be date beer, whether it be barley beer, even though you may have old beer, you could do this harama in order to prepare new beer. So it says, by the beer, it's not obvious that you're doing a harama, but over here, it would be very obvious that you're doing a harama. That's why you actually have to use it for the tamarim. You should look at this Talmud Chacham Rav Huna Bar Chayun Shemei, and his name is Rav Huna Bar Chayun. Rav Huna Bar Chalvan Shemei, the shakel kratatuma. He takes a tooth of garlic on Shabbos. Umanach bebarzin dedana, and he puts it in into a hole in a keg. Va'amul atzreikam ichavina, and he says, I'm just trying to put it away somewhere safe. Also, but it's really plugging a leak. Va'also v'non bemavra, and he would go and he would sleep on a boat that a nachri would be driving. Va'avul hachkisa, and the boat would then travel to the other side of the river. V'sayir pirei. And he would watch his payrolls on the other side of the river. No, I'm not going to be shomer my payrolls. I just went to take a nap, and then the boat happened to go. Amalu harama kamrit. You're asking about harama, harama midrabanani. All of these are haramas, and this is drabanan. Some rabbanan lost in the middle of chachila, and we're not worried about some rabbanan doing harama because he's not going to come to violate the issue of the chachila. Says the Mishnah, no simayim al gabei shomerim. You put water on top of sediment b'shvil sheyitzolu, so that it would be strained through the sediment and take on the flavor of the wine, and now you'll have a wine flavored drink. So you could strain it through. And you could strain wine through cloths, ubikfifa mitzvahs, and with a certain type of basket. You can put an egg in a mustard strainer. You're allowed to make a certain type of mashke called a numlin on Shabbos. That increasingly larger kelim, you're allowed to make it in Shabbos in a small kli, in a kos, and Yom Tov in a larger kli, and in a kolamoid in the largest kli. Rabbi Tzadok Amar HaKolof Yarek, Rabbi Tzadok says that the quantities are going to depend on how many guests you have. You're allowed to put clear wine or clear water through a strainer on Shabbos. You don't have to worry about anything. But you're not allowed to put dirty wine or dirty water that's then going to strain out the dirt. So sounds like you're allowed to put even wine that is dirty through a strainer. So that's during the wine pressing season where everyone's drinking the yayin. The sadness, the yain besudrin. Then we then said you could strain the wine with cloth. Amar Rav Simon bar Chiya, v'lvachli yasa guma. That's as long as you don't make a hole at the top of the strainer that serves as a base kibble. That should happen on its own. Ubekfifa mitzvus, you're allowed to strain the wine with a kfifa mitzvus, certain type of basket. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav, v'lvachli yagbiya mikarki yisur shakli tefach. As long as the upper basket is not one tefach off, higher than the bottom kli that it's going into, because then it would be an ohel. Amar Rav, hay pronunka palgei dekuvo. When you're spreading out a covering over a large kli, you could cover over half of the kli shari, that's mutra. Kuli kuba asr. But if you spread it over the entirety of the kli, that's going to be asr. That's going to be asiyasol. Amar af papa lo nahadik inishtin yasam v'pumei deguzli dechavisa. A person should not attach straw and splinters at the opening of a small kli cheres in order to make like a sort of strainer mishum demechzi kemishameres, because that looks like he's straining wine, and that's not good. Debeir af papa shafu shifram mana lemana. They used to pour beer from one kli to another. How could you do that when you get down to the end of it? There's a lot of sediment, and then you're just having drips of liquid coming out of the sediment. Isn't that a violation of borer? So the tzotzos berapapa lo chashiv. Now, once they got down to the bottom of the barrel, they would stop pouring because they didn't care about the little nitzotzos of beer, because Rav Papa was a beer maker, he had plenty of beer. You're allowed to put an egg through a strainer. So Tani Yaakov Korchel, if you're allowed to do that because it's meant only to provide color. It's not meant to really strain out anything. It's just there to give a little bit more color. Okay, we'll stop there. But next time we'll pick up at Itma.